In the ongoing wake of war between two nuclear-armed and hostile nations, South Asia's peace is at stake, painting a grim picture of doom and destruction in the minds of many, expressing a crippled fate. The consequences seem severe, threatening the future with dire outcomes. War is a condition born of chaos and conflict of interest, culminating in bloodshed, injuries and suffering. Nevertheless, throughout history, long-lasting wars have remained a persistent trait of human nature, often ending in devastation and despair. Let's glance at some of the prolonged and destructive wars in history. The Thirty Years' War, 1618-1648, primarily a religious conflict, caused immense destruction and loss of life throughout Europe. World War I, 1914-1918, known as the Great War, brought widespread violence and destruction, particularly on the Western Front. World War II, a conflict between the Axis powers, Germany, Italy and Japan, and the Allied powers, France, Great Britain, the US, the Soviet Union and China, along with some neutral nations, was fiercely fought, resulting in massive economic and social repercussions. Approximately 60 to 80 million people lost their lives, causing global sorrow and havoc. Its aftermath plunged millions into food shortages, malnutrition and widespread disease. Furthermore, Vietnam was the most heavily bombed country in history. Over 6.1 million tons of bombs were dropped, nearly triple the tonnage used during World War II. The Vietnam War, 1955-1975, came at a severe cost. 100,000 U.S. troops lost limbs, and countless civilians were killed or injured. Tragically, the genocide in Gaza that began on October 7, 2023, has claimed up to 61,709 innocent lives, a brutal consequence of war, spreading hatred and bewilderment throughout the Muslim world. All these wars, since their commencement, have either destroyed societies or left people socially and psychologically traumatized. War ends peace and stability, something now reflected in the bellicose posture of India. William Hazlitt once said, "Those who are at war with others are not at peace with themselves." India exemplifies this, as Prime Minister Modi seems restless. The attack on Pakistan under the cover of night is a cowardly act, a brutal step toward a belligerent era. Pakistan has rightly responded in self-defense. Following the Pahalgam incident, India has unilaterally suspended the Indus Waters Treaty, sealed the Wagah border and ordered Pakistani officials to leave within 48 hours. Within 15 days, Operation Sindoor was launched, targeting Punjab and Azad Kashmir. How peaceful India is, it thrives in a climate of war rather than choosing the path of diplomacy. Political theorist Francis Fukuyama once believed that humanity in the 21st century would evolve into a globalized, post-conflict society, moving deterministically toward collective peace and prosperity.